Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. How may I help you today?
Yes, I have this charge on my account, and I called last month, and it's on my account again. And you guys were supposed to take care of it. So I don't know who I need to talk to and what I need to do.
You said you already called it and got it canceled?
Yeah, but it's on my, I just got another bank statement, and it's on my account, and I never did this, and I talked to the really nice guy last month, but they're charging me another $59.89.
All right,
and I don't even know what this is, so I can give you my name, whatever you need, love.
Yes, ma'am. All right, what's your zip code?
43130.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name?
Barbara M. Sorg, S as in Samuel, O-R-G as in George.
And what was that, your first name?
Barbara.
Okay, the number you're calling from, is this your best contact phone number?
Yes.
1 second. There you go. All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
548 King Street, Lancaster, Ohio, 43130.
Thank you. All right, so I have an account pulled up here. I see it has been canceled out for the Bites Hub meal planning app subscription where you were trying to win the Instapot. Is that correct?
Yeah, but I never did that, and that's what I told that guy, and he said they was going to investigate, and I said, you can do whatever, I mean, you know, whatever y'all got to do, because it wasn't me. So that's why, you know, he was really nice, and he, you know, but I have previous balance payment credits, and then my bank statements or my credit card saying that I'm getting charged another $59.89 from you guys.
All right, tell me what's the date that you got that you're referring to.
Okay, so it says credit card ending 3/29 to 3/31, and then it says minus, that was up $59.89 plus, and then 042 to 0404, and it has a minus $59.89. But it's still telling me my new balance is $59.89.
Okay. Now, I see you were
you
billed
see what I'm saying?
March the 30th. You were billed. Okay, we billed you $59.89, and then we refunded you $59.89. So I'm not sure how you're still seeing a balance.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling. I don't know. I mean, I can go to my bank Monday and have them call you guys.
Yeah, that would probably be a good idea. Give me 1 second. Let me get a note. So you're saying that you...
Yeah, so I have a statement that's saying it's due May the 16th, $59.89, and then on my thing here, and it has your guys' mobile e-modern lifestyle, Mesa, Arizona, 855-454-9637, plan number 10002.
For May the 16th?
Yeah, that's when my bill's due, May 16th.
When is it saying the charge that we billed you? What's the charge?
It says the charge was April or March 31st.
Okay, that's the one that we refunded.
Yeah, and then it's saying I'm getting charged again. That's what I don't understand.
No, you know what? That's weird because that happens like that. I don't know why. Because every time people say like they get a refund, then for some reason it's saying they're showing like it their bill and it doesn't make sense. Yeah, I don't get it either.
Because, I mean, it has new balance, $59.89, and it's due May 16th. So should I just go talk to my bank and ask them what the heck's going on?
Yeah, first tell them that we refunded you. Well, actually tell them it's showing that we refunded you on April the 2nd.
April the 2nd,
$59.89, okay. And I'm not sure just tell them to make sure. Tell them it should be showing as a credit, but if they want to call in, that's fine.
Okay,
yeah,
that's just what I'll do. Because it might be just a little glitch in their system. You know how this world is today.
You got that
so.
Right.
Okay, sis. Well, thank you so much. And I will go to the bank and talk to them Tuesday.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. All right. I hope you have a great weekend.
You too, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.